弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲到的题目是你有什么？
The topics, what do you have?
我们今天会看呢，非常美丽的一篇经文。
We're going to look at a very beautiful passage.
是在列王记下的四章一到七节。
It's in the Second King, chapter 4, 1 to 7.
试想一下，在你非常干渴的一个状态里面。
I want you to imagine when you're very thirsty.
你在太阳底下暴晒已经几个小时，你马上就要脱水了。
Under the sun's exposure, you'll be dehydrated.
你已经很久没有喝水，你口渴的牙齿都粘在一起了。
And you are so thirsty, so your teeth stuck together.
这时候有一个人呢，送给你一瓶水。
And someone offer you a bottle of water.
你的第一反应会是什么？
What's your first reaction?
有的人会看见，讨厌。怎么半截都是空的
？And some people say I don't like it because half bottle is empty.
有的人会说太好了，这还有半瓶水我可以喝。
But then the other person say, "Wow, I have the other half a bottle I can drink."
你的第一反应是什么
？What will be your first reaction?
你的关注点是在这个空的这半截上的人举手，我看。
What will be your focus? Is the bottle empty? And raise your hand.
没有人太好。
I'm glad that nobody's raise your hand.
你的关注点是在有半瓶水这上面的举手。
And your focus is that there's a half bottle full.
哦，感谢主，太好。
Praise the Lord.
那我们一起来看今天这个经文之前呢，我们一起来做一个祷告。
And let's pray first.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的清晨
，and give us a wonderful morning。
让你的众儿女可以来到你的脚前，我们一起来聆听你的话语。
All your children come together to listen your words。
求你此时此刻，你的同在就临在这里
，and be with us at this time。
你的圣灵就充满这个会堂，充满我们每个人的生命。
Holy Spirit will fill this place。
求你掌管孩子的口，让我口中所出的每一句话都是由你而来。
And bless the pastor host's lips that every word's coming from you。
求你让我们弟兄姐妹今天空空的来，我们要满满的回去。
So even we come in empty-handed, but we'll be fulfilled when we go back.
我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手中。
We give the time to you this morning.
感谢你，孩子祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们一起来看一下，我们今天要读的这段经文呢，是在列王记下的四章。一到七节
We're going to look at the first, second king, chapter 4, 1 to 7.
我们会看到一个非常悲惨的一个非常困苦的一个情况
It's a very sad and very difficult situation.
我们一起来读
And let's read together.
有一个先知门徒的妻子哀求以利沙说你仆人我丈夫死了他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”他说：“婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。”以利沙说：“你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。”回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面。将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。器皿都满了，他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了，油就止住了。”他去告诉神人，神人说：你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你儿子可以靠着度日。这是一个什么样的一个困苦的情况呢
？What is the situation here？
这个寡妇她来到以利沙的面前，来讲述这样一个困难的情况。
This widow is very came to Elijah that complained about her difficulty.
以利沙。
Elijah。
嗯。这个她的丈夫呢是耶和华的先知的门徒。
And her husband was the disciple of a prophet.
在当时的那个情境里面呢，耶和华的先知 的社会地位、经济地位是怎么样的？
And at that time, those prophets, where's their status? What's their status?
以利沙是分裂王国中的北国，以色列的先知。
And Elisha was the divided kingdom of the North Kingdom, prophet.
当时的北国以色列处在属灵的光景里面，可能最黑暗的时代。
That was the very darkest moment of the North Kingdom.
那个时候的国王呢，他们是拜外邦的假神巴利的。
They worship the idols.
耶和华的祭司先知是被压迫，甚至是被杀害的。
And prophets being suppressed or even being killed.
但是这个寡妇的丈夫呢，是敬畏耶和华的。
But however, her husband really reverend God.
我们不知道发生了什么，他呢，恐怕还是比较年轻的时候就突然去世了。
We have no idea what happened. Maybe he died very young.
这个先知门徒的妻子一个人带着两个男孩子。
And so this wife, this person that is having two sons.
这两个男孩子不知道有多大，肯定没有成年。
And so we don't know how old were those two sons, but they probably not grown up yet.
在今天的时代呢，这个女性很多时候是参与在这个工作里面的。
And so nowadays, very often the women will be working.
但是在古代的农业社会，女性通常她的体力不够，是很难能够经济独立，特别是独立的这个来养大两个孩子的。
But at that time, the women usually do not have a labor ability, so they very often they don't work.
不仅如此，他们还是欠债的。
And beside that, very often they have debt.
这个寡妇说呢，债主要把他的两个儿子这个带走去做奴仆。
So the wife of this man and told Elijah that someone's going to take their son as a servant.
我们现在很多时候我们欠的债是有限责任的。
And so you know our debt very often that has a limited responsibility.
欠债的人他如果过世之后呢，可能债主不再有追索的这样的权利了。
If the person owns a lot of debt, once he passes away, the rest his family do not have a responsibility.
但是在古代的时候呢，是无限责任，是要父债子偿的。
But during the older days, that people, their family have to pay for it.
所以我们看到前面这个背景，这个寡妇是处在一个非常绝望的困苦的状态，她来找以利沙先知的。
So at that time, this wife that is extremely in a difficult situation, so seek out the Elijah's advice.
然后我们看以利沙问他什么问题。
So let's see what Elijah asks her questions.
第一个问题，以利沙问的是，我可以为你做什么呢？
The first question is, what can I do for you?
读到这个经文，读到这儿的时候，你会觉得他明知故问。
And even though when you read it here, you know he knows the situation, but why did he ask?
已经很明摆着，这个寡妇她处在这样一个财务的非常艰难的困境里面。
And we know that this is a lady that was in a very difficult financial situation.
我们中国人呢，表达的时候喜欢 imply, 喜欢暗示，喜欢委婉的来表达。
For Chinese, we like to give a hint, and not say it directly.
这时候我们想，以利沙，你应该很明白这个寡妇需要什么。
So this lady said, "Well, you should know what my situation is."
但是以利沙问，我可以为你们做什么？可以为你做什么呢
？However, he asked, "What can I do for you?"
我读新约圣经的时候，我看到有三次瞎眼的人来找耶稣。
And so in the New Testament, there's a blind person that asked Jesus three times.
他们看不到，但是大声的呼喊说：“大卫的子孙，耶稣，救救我们。”
And so even though he could not see, he asked Jesus, "Please help me."
结果耶稣第一句话就问：“你们想要我为你们做什么？”
But Jesus replied, "What can I do for you?"
不是明摆着的吗？他们是眼睛看不见的，他们最大的需要就是想要能看见。
Obviously, this person is blind. He wants to see.
但是耶稣一定要问，让他们自己说出来，说主啊，我要能看见。
So Jesus has to ask a question so the person can say, yes, I want to be healed.
神为什么总是要这样直接的问我们、啊、有的时候是明知故问我们想要什么。
And so why people even know it? Why do they still ask the question?
因为这个其实是我们信心的一个操练。
And so actually it's a practice of faith.
我们很多时候不是那么明确的知道我们想要什么。
Very often we don't even know what we want.
很多时候我们就算知道我们想要什么我们也不敢这个表达出来。
And so sometimes we know what we want, we don't want to express it.
但是当我们啊、来到神的面前跟神很直接的说出来我们想要的是什么的时候我们是表明我们有信心在神的身上的。
So when we come to、before God, that when we express what we want, means that we have the faith.
所以以利沙问他说我可以为你做什么呢
So Elijah asked her, what can I do for you?
需要让他很明确的知道他需要什么他想要什么而且他、希望神能够在他身上成就什么
Let's really think about what she wants and really express it. What does she want that God accomplished in her life?
然后第二个问题伊丽莎问的。
The second question he asked.
很明白的我们看见这个寡妇她的两个儿子他们是处在极大的缺乏之中的。
And so that they are in a lot of debt, they were very poor.
当这样极大的缺乏的人来找你的时候你第一个问的问题从直觉上来说应该是你缺什么。
And so the people are very poor when they come before you. The first question is, what do you need?
但是以利沙问的这个问题完全是反直觉的。他问的是你家里有什么
？But then he asked, what do you have in your house?
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three parts.
第一部分是你有什么
？What do you have?
第二部分是神能做什么
？What can God do?
第三部分是我们要做什么
？What should we do?
我们看见寡妇处在一个非常绝望的情境里面。
We know the widow is in a very poor situation.
她债务压身。
Is overly overwhelmed by the debt.
她绝望无助。
Is desperate. She was desperate.
然后以利沙呢，问她说：“你家里有什么
？”So Elijah ask her, "What do you have in your house?"
我们看这个寡妇是怎么回答她的。
So let's look at what did she say.
她说：“婢女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
”I only have one jar of oil. I have nothing else.
在以利沙这样信心的挑战的情况下，寡妇说出来她家里有一瓶油。
And so she said, "I only have one jar of oil."
但她紧跟着呢，马上说：“之外就没有什么。
”So immediately she said, "Nothing else."
所以这个寡妇她的注意力的焦点还是在空的这半截上面。
So the focus of this widow is on the empty bottle.
但是以利沙要让她的注意力放在有的有水的这一部分。
Elijah asked her to focus on the water.
很多时候我们觉得我们自己很缺乏。
Very often we feel we're lacking a lot of things.
但事实上每个人都是有可以拿出来给主使用的东西的。
But we all have something we can offer to God.
比方说我们有时间。
First, we have time.
我们有才能。
We have talents.
我们有其他的资源。
We have resources.
我们有关系。
We have relationships.
我说的这个关系呢，不是像我们在亚洲我们说的我们认识某个官员我可以走后门这样的关系。
We're not talking about the relationship that we know someone who's rich or in higher positions.
而是我想说呢我们有亲戚有朋友我们认识其他的人。
We're talking about the family and the relatives and friends.
这些都是可以拿出来被神使用的。
And those are the things that we can offer to God.
神看重小的事情。
But God really values little things.
神不轻看微小的开始。
He doesn't ever despise a small beginning.
我们来看一下。
And let's look at this.
这里有一节经文呢我们一起来读。
And let's read this verse together.
这里有一个孩童。带着五个大麦饼两条鱼只是分给这许多人还算什么呢这句话是谁在对谁讲的
Who said this to whom?
是谁讲的话
Who said it?
是耶稣的门徒在向耶稣讲的
And so it's a disciple said it to Jesus
我们大概呢都能够知道 这段经文呢是五饼二鱼的神迹的那一段经文里的一句话。
So this is a very famous talk about five loaves and two fish.
那个时候呢，听耶稣讲到的成年男子就有五千个人。
And so the adult men there were about 5,000.
还没有算这中间的妇女和儿童。
And then even counting the women and children.
但是他们在那里跟耶稣听耶稣讲到，已经好几天的时间，他们所带的食物都已经吃完了。
They've been listening to Jesus, all their food has been gone.
耶稣基督不仅仅关心他们有没有听到主耶稣讲的道。
And Jesus, beside that, he really cares about whether they listen or not.
耶稣也关心他们饥饿了，他们需要食物。
And also he cared about whether they were thirsty or hungry.
然后这时候耶稣的一个门徒来说，这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼。只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
And so there's a, his disciples say there's a boy with a five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far would they go among so many?
这些经文其实很有意思。
And this is very interesting.
这个小孩子他还有五个饼两条鱼。
And this little boy that has a five loaves and also two fish.
如果我们普通人在面对那样巨大的需要的情况下，你有这么一点食物，你的第一反应是什么样的？
So if we're among those so many people, then you have this little food. What will be your first reaction?
你会不会留着藏着自己回头吃？
You might be able to save for yourself to eat later.
你会把它拿出来，然后说，这五千个男丁可能这里有将近一万人，我这有五个饼。两条鱼我要拿出来要奉献出来。
Will you offer to buy loaves and to fish to so many people?
别人会说你快点收起来别搞笑了。
And so people say just, oh, don't be silly.
这个根本不够。
And not enough.
但是很关键的是这是一个小孩。
But the key point is this is a little boy.
他的心是那么的单纯。
And his heart is so pure.
啊他主动的我猜的啊他主动的找到门徒。他说哎叔叔你看我这有五个饼两条鱼。
He took initiative and talked to the disciples saying, five loaves and two fish.
他的主耶稣的门徒呢然后又把这个消息带给耶稣但是说出来之后呢又觉得好像有点可笑又说只是分给这么多人还算什么呢
So Jesus' disciple, excuse me, and say to Jesus that I have five loaves and two fish, but how far would it go?Among so many.
但是我们知道后来发生了什么
Do you remember what happened?
耶稣呢就用这五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千个男丁还有其他更多的人而且还有剩余
He used the five loaves and two fish feed 5,000 there's a leftover
小孩子的五饼二鱼成就了神迹
A boy's small lunch became a miracle
神也可以用我们微小的奉献
And God can use our little offering as well.
来做很大的事情。
To accomplish big things.
我们来到今天的第二个部分就是神能做什么。
And the second part is what can God do?
很多的时候我们注意力是在我能做什么或者更多的时候是我不能做什么上面。
And very often we focus on what we can do or what we cannot do.
但是我们的注意力要放在神能做什么。
So our focus should be what can God do?
以利沙呢对寡妇说你去向你众邻舍借空器皿不要少借。
And Elijah said, go around, ask your neighbor for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few.
这是一个很大的信心的挑战。
And this is a huge challenge for her faith.
很多时候我们可能自己做一件事情觉得好像有点冒傻气有点奇怪的事情自己做还可以但是你要去跟很多的人让他们参与在这中间我们就更胆怯更不愿意去做这样的事情
So very often we do silly things that just by ourselves which is okay but you have to ask your neighbors for the jars that would be really strange
这是一个信心的行动
And this is the action of faith
以利沙呢要这个寡妇还有他的两个儿子参与在神的工作中要去准备器皿要期待神迹的发生
Elijah wants her and her two sonsThat work together to prepare.
后来我们读这个经文呢，我们就发现油呢是不断的流出，直到器皿满了。
So we then realize that the oil keep flowing until the vessel are full.
器皿都满了，他对儿子说：“再给我拿器皿来。”儿子说：“再没有器皿了。”这时候呢， 油就止住了。
And when all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There's not a jar left."
我听过一些其他的牧师呢，来讲这段经文。
I have heard other pastors talk about this passage.
很多时候呢，大家的注意力或者说讲到的重点呢，放在说这个寡妇和她的两个儿子信心不够。
And very often they will focus on this lady and her two sons. They have a lack of faith.
他们家的器皿太少了。
And they did not borrow enough jars.
他们的这个有限的信心呢，限制了神的工作。
Their limited faith limited God's work.
所以油呢就止住了。
And so the oil stopped.
这个有点像这个。看这段经文的时候，我们的注意力呢又放在这个负面的这一部分。
It's almost like we'll focus on empty bottle again.
我在这个经文里面，我们看到寡妇还有她的两个儿子，其实是很有信心的。
And we look at this widow and two sons, they have full of faith.
他们听了先知以利沙的话，他们就去借器皿，他们就去在那个房间里面去倒油，基本上都是按照以利沙所说的来做的。
She listened the.Prophet's words and follow everything he said.
当然，我们说如果他把全世界的空气瓶都借来，有更多的油，会不会更好？会的。
So yeah, of course, if she borrowed more jars from the whole world, that of course there will be more jars filled with oil.
但是我们看这个经文的后面，以利沙其实完全没有责备他们。
And so Elijah never rebuked them.
其实，寡妇和他的两个儿子在这里。是体现了他们很强的信心的。
Actually, the widow and her two sons really manifest their faith.
虽然他们的信心不是完美的，但是神一样可以使用这样不完美的信心。
Even though their faith may not be perfect, but God still uses it.
然后我们看见神供应的原则是什么样的呢？
And let's look what's God's provision principle.
不是说按照神有限的资源这样的有限的分配的。
And it's not just only according to the resource to distribute.
我们的神他拥有无限的资源。
God has unlimited resource.
他按照器皿的容量来供应，他按照信心的大小来供应。
It's according to the vessel capacity and also the faith.
我们读到这个五饼二鱼的神迹，到了最后说呢，都随着他们所需要所要的来供应。
So when we look at the miracle of five loaves and talk about whatever they wanted, he did the same with the fish.
而且还有剩余。
And there's a leftover.
那么神迹的结果就是油满了所有的器皿，债务得偿。
So the result of the miracle is about oil filled all the vessels, debt paid.
五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千个男丁，还有更多的人。
Five loaves feed 5,000, even women and children.
那么神今天依然是行神迹的。
God continue to work miracles.
神在我们的生活中行神迹。
In our lives.
在我们的教会的增长中一样也是行神迹的。
Also in our church growth.
那么来到第三部分，就是我们要做什么。
So the third part is what should we do?
我有的时候读经的时候，我会问以利沙能不能凭空的变出一堆银钱在那个房间里面。
So very often I ask, can Elijah that actually create a lot of, just create a lot of money?
不需要这么麻烦的一个过程。
And without doing all those complex steps.
不需要寡妇和她的两个儿子参与在其中。
And without the widow and her two sons get involved.
不需要他们这个突破自己的社交的恐惧症，然后要去邻居家去借这些器皿。
And they do not need to break through their social anxiety to borrow all those jars.
哎呀，这些邻居会不会问你借这么多器皿干什么？
A neighbor might ask, why do you need so many jars?
他也不好去解释要发生什么。
It was very difficult for her to explain what happened.
邻居会不会笑他们
？And she was worried about maybe the neighbor will laugh at them.
如果他们去倒油的时候，这瓶油倒完就没有了，会不会自己也觉得可笑？邻居会不会也觉得可笑
？So after they pour the oil, then the oil will become empty. Then that will be they will be ridiculed.
有的时候我在想。那五千个男丁在那个山坡上听耶稣讲道。
We were thinking about the 5,000 men listen to God, Jesus preaching.
耶稣能不能凭空的就在他们手中变出这个饼和鱼来
？Can Jesus actually just create the food, five loaves and two fish for them?
或者直接呢，就是食物在他们的胃里、肚子里面，他们都饱了。
Directly, give them food in their stomach, so they don't, they are no longer hungry.
但是呢，耶稣 却要用这个小孩子五个饼两条鱼。
But Jesus wanted to use this little boy, the five loaves and two fish.
他擘开这个饼，然后让门徒去分发。
He broke those five loaves and distributed to his disciples.
这些门徒会不会想，你这掰开，我要去给这个可能一万人来分发，这怎么会够呢？
And so the disciples may wonder, I'm breaking those old loaves, how can I feed those about 10,000 people there?
但是当这个小孩子还有耶稣的门徒参与在神的工作中的时候，
But when the disciple and this little boy involve God's ministry,
不光是我们实际的需要得到满足，
not only our needs being fulfilled,
而且我们跟神有非常真实的经历，
and we have really that experience with God,
我们的信心被挑战，
and our faith being challenged,
然后就成长。
And so we will grow.
我们要做什么？我们教会是一个器皿。
And so what do we need to do? Our church is a vessel.
我们有我们自己的意向。
We should have our vision.
我们要做准备的工作。
We need to do a preparation work.
看谁找得快。这个照片呢是在这个礼拜堂里拍的。
I took this picture in this room.
是拍的哪里？
Do you know where is it?
对，进门那个地方。
So if you turn around, you will see that it's under the clock.
我两周前来到这个礼拜堂的时候，我注意到这样一个牌子。
And so 2 weeks ago, when I came to church, that I noticed there's a sign there.
这个呢是一个从法律上从一个安全的角度出发写的一个最多的人数的这样一个标志。
And this is a legal sign that talk about what's a legal capacity of the room.
这个礼拜堂里面呢最多可以坐255个人。
We can actually sit about 255 people.
然后我就在想，其实我们远远还没有到这个数字。
Well, that's far exceed what we have right now.
我们这里可以摆得下255张椅子。
And we can actually arrange 255 seats.
我们希望神来充满这个地方。
We want church to fill this place.
我们教会就是一个器皿。
Our church is a vessel.
它等待着被充满。
And waiting to be filled.
我们可以有255个座位，这255个座位呢，是为255个生命准备的。
255 seats means 255 people.
我们求神来充满。
We ask God to fill.
我们要做准备的工作。
We need to have a preparation.
我们要为我们这个礼拜堂，为这些空的255个座位来祷告。
We need pray for this empty seats that can be filled 255.
我们要去做邀请的工作。
We need to do invitation.
我们要去服务大家。
And we need to service.
我们要为主耶稣基督做见证。
We need to give a testimony.
祷告很重要。
And prayer is extremely important.
我们为失丧的灵魂祷告。
We pray for the lost souls.
我们也为教会的增长祷告。
And pray for church growth.
我从下飞机在 slow 这个机场那个地方我就开始注意。
And so once I get off the plane in slow, that I start paying attention.
我不断的在这个城里面看见有东方人的面孔。
And we continue to see Asian faces.
从这个人口比例概率上来说呢，可能多一半都是华人背景的。
And so the population wise, probably 50% are maybe Chinese.
但是很多人呢可能从来没有来到我们教会。
But so many never came to our church before.
或者也许他们从来都没有听过耶稣基督的。
They never heard about Jesus Christ.
那么我们需要做这样的邀请的工作。
And that's our responsibility to invite them.
我在准备这个讲章的时候呢，我读到了一个在北美地区教会中做的问卷调查。
So when I was prepared this message, I was reading a survey in North America.
就是教会中的弟兄姐妹，有百分之多少的人曾经邀请人来到教会，有百分之多少的人从来没有邀请过别人来到教会。
And talk about what's the percentage of people have been inviting people, and percentage of people never invite people.
这个结果呢，非常的让人震惊。
And results are shocking.
说教会里面有84%的弟兄姐妹从来没有邀请过别人来到教会。
84% of people in church never invite people to church.
我们应该要主动的去邀请朋友。
We need to take an active role to invite.
我们需要分享福音的信息。
We need to share the gospel.
我们要用爱心的服务去建立关系。
We need to use a love relationship to build relationship.
我们要为主耶稣基督做见证。
And we need to give the testimony for Jesus.
分享神在我的生命中他的所作所为。
And share that what has God done in my life.
让神的话语、神的灵来改变我们，让我们活出基督的样式。
And so His words and spirits that change us, then we can live out His life.
我们每一个人，当然也包括我们教会，要成为信心的器皿。
Every one of us become a vessel of faith.
我们相信神会充满。
And we trust God will fill.
我们期待神迹的发生。
We expect the miracle will happen.
甚至我已经在祷告，我希望神把得救的人加给我们。有一天，我们这里坐不下，不得不要出去找一个更大的礼拜堂。
And really pray that so one day this place is filled that have more that we have to find another place to worship.
在新约使徒行传二章四十七节。
And in Acts chapter 2:47.
那个时候神主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And the Lord add to the number daily.
加给初代的教会。
And give the early church.
我看到神是怎么样把新的朋友每个星期天都带来到我们教会里。
And notice that God has bring new people to our church weekly.
那么神问我们，不是说你缺乏什么。
And God asks us, what are you lacking?
神问我们，你有什么。
God asks, what do you have?
神应许
God promise.
他必充满我们的器皿。
He will fill our vessels.
甚至是要超过我们所求所想。
Beyond our imagination and beyond our ask.
那么我希望大家呢，从今天开始，你就行动起来。
And start today, start taking action.
你现在想一想，有没有一个朋友，或者是一家朋友你可以邀请来到教会的。
I want to think about, is there a friend or a family that you can invite them?
本周邀请一个人，下周带他们来教会。
And so start this week, you invite one person and bring them to church.
你可以为我们这个礼拜堂的255个空的座位来祷告。
And pray for 255 empty seats.
相信神会充满。
And the belief God will fill it.
主将得救的人天天的加给我们。
And God give the add more people daily.
还有我们每一个人重点的关注一个慕道友。
So we start very focused on one seeker.
跟他认识。
And start to know them.
经常跟他联系。
And contact them.
问他生活中有哪些方面需要帮助，有哪些方面需要我们为他祷告。
And ask them if they have needs that we can help them.Or what else we can pray for them?
持续地邀请他来到教会。
Continue to invite them to church.
在其他的大学城的教会，我有这样的经验。
And so I have been the other cities, the university that I have some experience.
在这个秋季新的留学生入学之前。
And during the fall before the older student come.
我们可以去找这个留学生办公室。
And we can go to the university international student office.
跟他们要这个新学期第一次来到这个学校的大陆的、台湾的、香港的，甚至马来西亚的这些学生的他们的姓名还有联系方式。
We can bring ask them for the list of the contact information of those students.
然后我们教会的这个家庭或者是已经比较成熟的弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人去。认领一两个这样的要来的新的学生。
So our church who are spiritual more mature families that can adapt one student.
在他们来到美国之前，我就发电邮 email 去问他说你有什么需要啊？然后你需不需要去机场有人去接机啊？这样子。
And before they come, they start contact those people. What need? I can help you. Or maybe I can pick you up from the airport.
有的时候我们教会。要去差派宣教士去亚洲去传福音，其实是很困难的。
And very often it's very difficult to send missionary to Asia.
但是神把这些需要听到福音的人带到我们这个城里来。
But actually, the God bring those people that need the gospel to us.
当我们之前这样做的时候呢，很多的学生他们后来就在教会中信主，留在教会服事。
And so when we have done that, many students became a Christian and start serving.
我现在不知道。我们的弟兄姐妹有没有这样的意愿来参与在这样的服事里面？
I have no idea whether you have this willingness to involve this ministry.
如果有足够多的这样的人，我们就想去这个 Cal Poly 的留学生办公室去跟他们要这样的联系方式。
So if you're willing that we can go to the international student office to try to get a list.
愿意参与这样的服事的弟兄姐妹举手，我看看有没有。
If you're willing to involve, please raise your hand.
有啊，有，太好了，太好了。现在这个情况还不，这个情况现在还不明了，这个很可能我听到的消息是跟共产党有关的，或者是跟这个敏感专业有关的，可能受影响，应该大部分还是不会受影响。
Well, due to Trump, the new policy, and there's a lot of uncertainty, Pastor Ho is saying that our understanding is that if people are in a very special specialty, they may not be able to get a visa, right?
嗯。那么我们最后今天我们学到的是什么呢？不要专注于我们缺乏什么。
So, we do not need to focus on the things we are lacking.
要看到我们有什么。
And we gotta see what we have.
把我们所有的交给神，从小事做起，要勇敢的开始服事。
And give all we have to give it to God and start small and serve bravely.
Oops. 神能用我们微小的用我们的微小成就大事。
God can do great things with our little things.
让我们迈出信心的第一步。
And we gotta take the first step in faith.
让我们的教会成为祝福的器皿，让每一个座位都为得救的人预备。
Let the church be a vessel of blessing.
大家知道啊，每次我讲到最后呢，是会请大家背诵一节经文。
Now you probably know that I asked you to memorize the Bible verse.
我们今天呢来背诵这半节经文。
And let's just memorize half of the verse.
列王记下四章二节，我们读三遍。
And let's read about three times.
以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我，你家里有什么？准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵这个经文。”
以利沙问他说：“我可以为你做什么？”他回答说：“你家里有什么？告诉我你家里有什么。”
大家背得很快。
You memorize very quickly.
好的，我们一起低头祷告。
And so let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dearly Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
And thank you for those precious words.
让我们真的知道我们的微小在你眼中是看为宝贵的。
And so you really treasure our little things.
当我们愿意把自己所拥有的全部，哪怕是非常卑微的这样的资源拿出来交给你的时候，你都可以使用。
And you can use whatever we have, even though we have very little.
你可以使用它来成就大事。
And you can use them to accomplish big things.
就你让我们每一个人在遇到挑战、遇到问题的时候，我们看到你的信实，看到你的能力。
And so whenever we're facing challenges, difficulties, we see your faithfulness.
求你给我们这样积极的、乐观的生活的态度。
And give us an attitude filled with optimism.
求你给我们信心，让我们在面对生活、面对教会服事的时候，能够完全的依靠你。
And give us faith that we can rely on you when we are facing difficulties.
我们把这样一个空空的礼拜堂交在你的手里。
We give this a kind of empty church now.
我们求你来把得救的人天天加给我们，求你充满这样一个礼拜堂。
We ask you to add more people to this church.
在城里还有那么多人，他们不认识你，他们还没有找到天父的怀抱。
And there are so many people in the city now have not know you, have not been saved.
但是你一直这样伸开双臂迎接。等候他们。
And you open your arms, you're waiting for them to return.
求你使用我们卑微的资源来成就你的大事。
And continue to bless us with our limited resource to accomplish your big things.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.